You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
If you need to solve a criminal case, you just might need a linguist.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth. I am joined in the studio by University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. And it is so good to be with you today.
Delighted to be here.
So last week, we did leave off with a little bit of a cliffhanger. We talked about forensics, sort of as it applies to public speaking, debate club, CSI type shows with forensic investigation. And you left off with this intriguing bit about this new area of linguistics called forensic linguistics. And I've been waiting all week to hear what that is because it sounds really cool.
It is. And as you noted, this is a relatively new subfield of applied linguistics. And what is happening is scholars are using linguistic analysis of linguistic evidence in legal settings, criminal cases, sometimes also civil cases. And what linguists are doing is looking for language patterns and identifying linguistic features of style or dialect. They're often focused on authorship, so who wrote this document, authenticity, as well as intent. Now, the field, people will say, was largely founded by a linguist named Roger Shy in the late 1970s. He was at Georgetown for 30-some years. He's now retired. If people are interested in learning more about this, there's a great article in The New Yorker by Jack Hitt from 2012 called Words on Trial. To understand exactly what we're talking about, I think it helps to talk about one very famous case early in Roger Shy's career. All right, Rebecca, are you ready for a kidnapping?
As long as it's not me, but otherwise, yes.
All right, so this is a kidnapping in Illinois, and there were ransom notes. And in the ransom notes, there were some non-standard spellings, but Shy thought those might have been just to throw people off. And then there was this key line, put it in the green trash can on the Devil Strip at the corner 18th and Carlson. Rebecca, do you know where to leave whatever it is we need to leave in the green trash can?
I don't know Devil Strip, but I'm getting a feeling that it's probably some kind of regionalism, sort of like a pop versus soda kind of thing.
That's exactly right. Do you have a word for the grass between the sidewalk and the street?
You know, I thought I did, and I looked it up, and I don't think people actually call it that, and I'm not really sure how I got it, but I'm just not going to say it. So no, I do not.
I don't either. I think it would be really helpful to have a word for that. I just have to say the grass between the sidewalk and the street. Some people can say tree belt or tree lawn or parking or parkway or grass plot. There are also people who can say devil strip. And so when Roger Shy saw that line in the ransom note, he asked the investigators, is one of your suspects an educated man born in Akron, Ohio? And they said, yes, because in Akron, Ohio, you call that strip of grass the Devil Strip.
That is so cool that they found it that way. Wow.
Yes. So that's a dramatic example, but you can start to see how dialect features or stylistic features, if someone has a particular way of using adverbs or starting sentences, and we see that in some of their other writing, it might help us determine that something that is anonymous is also something or likely something that they wrote. Forensic linguistics was used to help identify the Unabomber in 1996. Ted Kaczynski's brother, David Kaczynski, was very helpful in this and worked with James R. Fitzgerald. And one of the phrases that was used to help identify the Unabomber was, you can't eat your cake and have it too.
That's right. And anybody who lives in Michigan is very familiar with that case.
Exactly. So forensic linguistics, it's used for syntax, style. Sometimes people use it for phonetics, the way in which people speak. When people sometimes ask me, what do you do with a linguistics degree? There are lots of answers, and forensic linguistics is now one of them. As we think about things like anonymous online attacks or trolling, forensic linguistics is one of the tools that we have to help identify the people behind that.
I know what else you do with forensic linguistics. You start a podcast, a true crime podcast involving forensic, just based around forensic linguistics, cases that were solved that way. If it doesn't already exist, somebody out there, you should jump on that. I bet it would be a huge hit.
You heard it here.
Thanks so much, Anne.
I'll be waiting to see who does that podcast.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.